before.
We are speaking with Christine Todd Whitman. She is currently the co-chair of the Clean and Safe Energy Coalition. Of course, she's former EPA administrator and former New Jersey governor. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Delighted.
Now, the Clean and Safe Energy Coalition, tell us the background on what that's all about.
Sure. It was started about 4 years ago. I co-chair it with Dr. Patrick Moore, who was one of the co-founders of Greenpeace, actually. And we were asked by the energy industry, the nuclear energy industry, if we'd be willing to talk to people around the country about the facts about nuclear. What are the truth about nuclear energy, the role it plays in our energy portfolio today, the amount of clean energy it produces, so that when we look at what we're going to do about our energy future, people have facts with which to assess whether or not nuclear should play the same role, a greater role, or less of a role. We obviously feel it should be greater. It's a citizens group, basically. It's got over 2,000 members now, but when I say members, that includes everything from individuals to labor unions, hospital groups, chambers of commerce, organizations as well. So it's grassroots, got a lot of support behind it to talk about the facts around nuclear.
Well, if you can get Greenpeace together with a Republican EPA administrator, I guess there must be a lot of common ground here. And so what is the status of nuclear power in the country now? I mean, when was the last new plant built, and about what percentage of our electrical needs does it supply now?
Well, nuclear is 20% of our overall electricity portfolio today, but about 70% of our clean power. We haven't brought on significant new nuclear since back in the 70s when we kind of got out of the business, but we're now seeing a resurgence in interest because of the fact that once online, nuclear is among the least expensive of powers. It is the cleanest form of base power, releasing no greenhouse gases or other regulated pollutants when it's producing power, and because of the job potential that goes along with it. There was a poll done recently, back in March, that showed that 62% of the American people are supportive of the idea of nuclear being part of our energy portfolio, which was the highest. Gallup did the poll, and it was the highest Gallup had seen since they started polling that number, that question.
Now, there is a process for getting plant construction approved, and there are several applications before the NRC. What's holding the whole thing up?
Well, actually, they're starting to move now, but one of the big questions for all forms of the clean energy is financing and getting federal loan guarantees. This administration actually has moved forward with that, and their most recent biggest is $8.3 billion loan guarantee, not loans, but guarantees for two plants in Georgia. And so we're starting to see the move. They're starting to go forward. But since we haven't done it in really since the 1970s, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has to take a good hard look at these, as they should. The public has to decide if this is what they want as part of a response. It's not in something Patrick and I say all the time. This isn't a silver bullet. This is part of an overall response that has got to include more conservation, other forms of green energy, as well as coal and gas. They're not going to go away.
Yeah, the financing is important. I think the last big project that didn't make it was Long Island Lighting back in the 70s or early 80s. It was a long time ago, and they collapsed under the financing issue, aside from the protests about nuclear power. So will these loan guarantees maybe get things jump-started, do you think?
Well, they will. They will, and there are other changes that have taken place in the interim. First of all, of the 104 nuclear reactors we have today, almost 95% of them used, 95 of those use different technologies, which meant that as they went through the process at the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, it was new for the regulators. They had to look at every single step of the way because each time they looked at them, they were new. Now there are about four recognized technologies. They're in use around the world today and will be the ones that will be proposed by the American companies or the companies that are going forward and the utilities that are going forward with talking about new reactors now. So that means that there's a learning curve FERC will go up, and that means that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission will actually be able to get things done faster. They also changed the process in that the time for the public intervention is up front now. It used to be that the companies had to come back in every step along the process, from siting to technology to starting to turn the first sod of earth and then each step along the way. Now it's up front. They come in with their siting. They come in with all their studies. They come in with their technologies. And that's when the public has the opportunity to be heard and voice whatever objections they have. And so that means that you won't have the long and lingering and innumerable court cases that delayed things all along the way. You have it all up front. And once it's over with, then they can go ahead and really they have basically a what I would have called a DBOM, design, build, maintain, and operate permit. Of course, the NRC watches it every step of the way, and they have to get back at the very end. But as far as the ability to be held up in court, that's going to be streamlined. It can still happen, but it's not going to happen as many different times during the process, which, again, will make it go faster. And the public's appetite is for doing something, A, about our energy needs, which are 28% increased demand, increase in electricity demand by 2035, according to the Department of Energy, combined with our concern about the quality of our air and what's happening with the climate. So all of those things make nuclear a lot more attractive today than it might have been in the past.
We're talking with Christine Todd Whitman. She's co-chair of the Clean and Safe Energy Coalition, former EPA administrator, and former New Jersey governor. Now, looking at the NRC, do you feel that they have, after this long hiatus that you mentioned, the technical expertise in-house to be able to handle the four new technologies and help expedite the process when finally they start moving on the applications they have?
Well, they haven't been dormant in that time period. They've been gearing up. They've made a number of changes to the oversight that they have imposed on the nuclear energy industry. In fact, it is one of the most highly regulated industries that we have in this country, which is why it's also one of the safest. So that they're in a position to be able to move forward, but it's going to be a challenge. If a number of utilities come forward all at once with proposals, they're going to have to move fast and maybe bring some new people on board in order to get them through the process. But if the Congress were to pass the Waxman-Markey bill or just to meet the goals that the president set out as far as greenhouse gas emission reductions, you'd have to have 45 new nuclear reactors by 2050. And that's going to be a challenge.
And how long does it take to build one from approval to when it goes online?
Well, the anticipation is between 8 and 10 years.
Wow.
It's not what it was before, but, you know, we've been saying in the past, well, we can't do this because it takes too long. We said that for the last 20 years, and here we are today with a problem. So now's the time to get moving on it. And it could be as low as 6 years, depending on how the process plays out over time. But for the first few, it'll be by the time they go into the Nuclear Regulatory Committee with the idea to the time that they actually turn the key, it will be between 8 and 10 years.
And what about the back end of the whole process, the spent rods, the nuclear waste, the administration, at least for now, seems to have shut down the Yucca Mountain idea. What do we do about that? What's the answer to the nuclear waste issue?
Well, that's a question that everyone brings up, and very rightly so, because obviously while the rods are being safely stored on site right now, that means they're in 104 different places, and that's not ideal. Congress said it wasn't ideal. They said there needed to be a national repository, and, of course, they identified Yucca Mountain. But as long as Harry Reid is head of the Senate, that's not going to happen. However, what the NRC is looking at, it's looking at relicensing many of those. Many of them have been relicensed already for 30 years, so they're safe. They can be stored there. It's just not optimum. They're either in holding pools or above-ground reinforced concrete bunkers, basically. But that's not optimum, and one of the things that Case calls for is not necessarily Yucca Mountain, but for the administration and Congress to take a serious look and determine what they're going to do. Now, the Department of Energy has indicated some interest in looking at maybe two sites, finding more than one site in which to store the waste. But the other thing to remember is that right now, if you took all those spent rods that we have in the 104 reactors from all the nuclear power that we have produced, they'd fill up one football field to the height of the goalposts. But in those rods, you have almost 96 to 97% usable energy left, fissionable material. And what France has done, what Japan is doing, is they are reprocessing those materials and reducing that to 2 to 3%. So we can get into that business as well, and the administration is putting some money behind R&D into reprocessing.
So when will this all break forth, do you think? Are you getting a good reception on Capitol Hill?
Actually, yes. There is a lot of positive feeling about nuclear. Even some of the environmental groups are willing to talk about it. You certainly have a president and a secretary of energy who feel that nuclear needs to be part of our future. Again, not a silver bullet, not the only answer. You're not going to replace coal at better than 50% of our power today. But when you talk about bringing new energy online, do you want more of the fossil fuels, or would you rather go with some cleaner power? And that's where nuclear comes to the fore. And as I said, once it's built, it is the lowest form of base power, actually one of the lowest forms of power on a per kilowatt basis. And it has a very high degree of reliability. They run at something over 90% efficiency.
And so go ahead.
Well, and the other part of that, and what people have been looking at particularly now, is what the impact of construction and bringing on a new nuclear reactor, because during construction you can have up to between 3,500 to 4,000 construction jobs and anywhere from 600 to 800 full-time jobs, and those jobs tend to pay about 30% more than a similar job in that local community. So they're big economic stimulators as well.
So everybody's got a job to do. What would you recommend that the administration do next to start expediting development of nuclear power?
Well, they really need to do two things. And one is to continue to promote and make sure there's enough money in the loan guarantee program to allow some of these new reactors to start to move forward. And the industry hopes never to have to draw down that money, but they need, their financiers need to know that it's there as backup. And then they've also got to decide, what are we going to do with the spent rods? Congress has said there has to be a national repository, and we need to face that issue.